Welcome to Positive Parenting Podcast with Olu. I am Olu. You're listening to the Tuesday Tips. Every Tuesday, I share some quick tips on positive parenting techniques that will help you become a better parent to your kid and also help you to improve your relationship with them. Because it's not easy being a parent, whether it's toddlers or a teenager. My goal is to help any parent that wants to improve their relationship with their children, because we all know that children will grow with a secured and healthy attachment to their parent stands a better chance of developing happy and content relationship with us others in their life. And today I will be talking about how to create that secured attachment with your baby. I'm sure you know, if you've been following me, you will know we've been talking about newborn. I know it might not seem like a really important topic to you, but it is, because we all know that we develop 85%, up more, even the research has shown that 90% of our brain cells develop by age 3. So it's very important, guys, especially new moms now, to get it right with your kids, to have a secured attachment with them. Because it is the most important thing you could do with your kids. It affects them later on. You don't want needy adults. We want somebody that is secured in their own rights, that they don't feel like they need someone to be something, and they don't have a negative mindset because they are secured in their own self. What is secured attachment, you may be thinking? Let's just start by saying, as a mom, you are the most, our parents, because we're involving our dad now, you're the most important person to your baby. Your baby's brains will develop rapidly in the first 2 years and continue to develop throughout life. Your child's relationship with you is one thing that impacts the way she develops. When a child is in a loving, safe relationship with you, your baby will experience important brain activities. Also, from these positive early life experiences, your child will have an eagerness to explore, healthy coping skills, and feeling of both trust and empathy for others. Yes, your baby needs you to protect and feed and comfort them. Newborns feel safe and secure when they are in your arms and head close to your body in a loving way. Most parents and baby also relax more when there is comfort and connection and security. So a secure attachment is when parents are capable of interpreting their baby's language, their cues, their movement, their behavior. And eventually, when they start talking, they understand their words and they can respond with compassion. Of course, no parent is perfect, but a focused effort to meet your baby's need will have a long-lasting effect. It's very important for newborns to have a strong bond with their mom or dad early on. This will make them develop a sense of security in them, and they will become, when they become an adult, because they know they have a positive place to go back to. So they grow up to become a confident adult and independent adult. However, if this bonding is not there or is lacking, they grow old to become, they grow old to become, they end up becoming having a sense of insecurity. Yeah. So you may be thinking, how do you create a secure attachment with your baby? You could start by holding your baby. Touch is a reassurance to your baby and provides a feeling of safety. When you touch them skin to skin, it helps you as well as a parent. And your baby feels calm. They feel calm and relaxed. Make eye contact with them. Look into their eyes when feeding them, playing them, changing their nappies. Share facial expressions of joy and attachment with them. It's a lovely thing. Watch and listen to your baby. Try to notice her early cues, such as back arch aching, and sulking and grunting, so you can quickly meet their needs and avoid excessive crying. When we pay attention, we'll be able to know what our baby really needs. You comfort them every time they cry. Don't leave them to cry. Don't listen to people that say you leave them to cry out. That is so harsh to babies, because baby at that time need you. I know it's tiring, but when they cry, it's a signal that she needs you for food, comfort, or reassurance. So if you don't carry them, what are you saying to them? You are denying them the comfort they needed from you, which is very harsh. And when you're talking to them, speak in a warm, soothing toned voice. You don't have to speak a baby voice. We know we do that a lot, but connect with your baby by smiling. You can sing to them. You can tell them stories, read books to them. Yeah, you understand. You're a mom. You should know what to do. Maintain realistic expectations with your baby. Your baby can't suit himself or tell you what they need verbally until he's older than maybe 1 year old. Until then, it will completely rely on you. So please suit them when they need you. Practice being fully there. Be present with them. Give your baby full attention every time. This may mean being free of distractions such as your phone and maybe TV or social media. Self-care, when you are tired or anxious or angry or frustrated about something, take care of yourself. You're able to meet your baby's needs when you are aware of your own needs. So how do we respond with compassion? You touch your baby, rock them, cuddle them, comfort them skin to skin. Lay your baby on bare chest with just a diaper on. She's able to regulate her breathing and temperature, which allows her to sleep for a longer period of time. You can give them massage. When using lotion on oil, gently rub it around their arms, legs, belly, back, and chest. You can put them at your back, like Africans, we put them at our back with clothes and wrap them, or you could just use baby carrier and keep them close to you. You could talk, sing, like we said, read to your baby. When he hears your voice, it's soothing and comforting. Are the benefits of a baby having a healthy attachment. Importantly, early brain development that impacts your baby's ability to learn. Parents develop an awareness of their baby's needs, such as sleep and play. The baby develops trust in its parent when they are attached to you. The baby is eager to learn and experience the world around them. They're free to go around because they know they are in a secure environment, so they're free to play. They're free to be themselves. We parents as well, we experience more self-confidence and our emotion regulates as well. Okay, so I would suggest, as this is my final thought, especially our new moms. This is the end of our theme for this month. We've been talking about new moms and newborn. So my goal is to continue to talk about giving advice and giving parenting tips, especially to new moms, because when we know what we're doing, we'll do better. So, dear new moms, I know having a baby may seem like a lot of work, which is, it is. Don't get me wrong, it is. But when you try your best with your baby in the first 3 years of their life, their formative life, you can relax. Yeah, you can relax. You can relax a bit, because 85% of the brain cells developed by age 3. I'm sure you know what that means. Yeah, our childhood shape who we become later on in life when we're adult. The bond we share with our parents earlier on in our life is very important for our emotional development. Having a secure attachment plays a vital role in determining our future relationship with others. So, mom, please be aware of this. Make sure you work on improving your own parenting styles. Your baby deserves it. Be intentional. And if you're a new mom as well, please don't forget to ask for help, because you might need it. And also make sure you join a parenting group and read books on brain development and childhood development. It will help. If you're looking for a parenting group to join, you can come to Facebook and search for Positive Parenting with Olu, where we talk about parenting, where I share my experience, and where other moms are. They share their own experience as well. We need each other, okay? So thank you for listening. And going on a break till summer, because we want to come back after summer with a lot of more things to talk about, and maybe bring guests around and all that. So we're gonna be coming back really fully better than before. So thank you for all your support, and thank you for listening. Have a lovely day and happy parenting. This is Olu. Bye.